You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Hey, it's the After Party with Chris and Sarah, the final episode this season of Preacher, Call and Response.
This answers the question, what if God was one of us? Just a stranger on the bus.
Does it answer that question?
Just on his way home.
That song used to drive me up the fucking wall.
That video was horrible. It's just like a close-up on that, like, burner chick's face.
Mm-hmm. No, this one is more like that song, Dear God. You know, the XTC song with the kid writing the letter about, like, how can you have all this pain and misery? I'm not sure I actually believe in you.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that.
And the answer is...
Well, there is a God. He's just absent. He's a deadbeat God.
I love deadbeat dad gods. Can't even say that.
I didn't even know what to do when the projection started up in this episode, and it's like traditional old man in a chair God. I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
Oh, no, I figured it wasn't really God.
What? I hoped that it wasn't right off the bat.
Well, actually, I thought it was more like... It was God, but he was projecting himself in a way that we would be familiar with. Because if we saw his real form...
We would go insane.
We would go insane!
He's like Cthulhu.
Yeah. So he just...
But why would angels need to pick their noses either?
They have needs.
They're divine beings,
but
you would
like,
think.
The, like, what's his name? LeBlanc and... Whatever.
Yeah, but when they're on human bodies in Earth, that they were projecting from heaven, so you're like, well, you would think you were in a divine form there.
No, those...
Maybe I'm overthinking it?
No, these aren't like supernatural angels that need a vessel. Those are their bodies.
Oh.
And they like snacks, and... snacks...
So they're not real angels like on Supernatural.
No, they're not real angels. Like Precious Moments angels.
This is whereas it definitely parallels some of the stuff going on at the beginning, the very first issue of Preacher. Mm-hmm. It certainly takes its fair distance from it as well.
Yes.
One thing I'll say right off the bat that I really was disappointed with, you just don't really... The explosion is so anticlimactic. You're like, so everyone in the town is presumably dead, and we didn't really see any of it.
No, we didn't see anybody, like, burn up in shit smoke.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be, like, shots of people, like, you know, sitting there, like, the characters we've been introduced to, and then, you know, cut to explosions and stuff, you know?
Maybe they were saved.
Yeah, but how? Even the news said everyone is dead.
Well, because they don't have any bodies.
And Jesus Christ, in that case, how far away was that diner?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're like, the only place that serves fries, it's outside of town.
Yeah, we don't have no French fries in Anvil. Them commie fries.
It also drives me crazy a little bit whenever something, because with the presumption, it's like the moment people come to terms with that, like, either isn't a god or he's not, if there is one, he's not paying attention, they immediately turn into psychopathic criminals.
Yeah.
Or suicidal, whereas, like, there's been many societies through the history of Earth that have not believed in the you know, a more centralist god or even one with the same type of morals that we have, and they were not crazy murderers.
Well, I mean, I think that's the difference between coming to that realization on your own.
Yeah.
And,
having,
like,
it dropped on your head like an anvil.
Yeah. And I mean, that was a pretty traumatic experience. The sun went out.
Yeah.
There was a big projection thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the townspeople didn't know what it was.
I would have liked to have seen intermixed some scenes of hope there, where there's, like, the teenager who's been putting up with his parents' bullshit for years and is, like, packs his electric guitar in his case he's been hiding under his bed and gets in his car to leave for the big city or something.
Well, we saw Emily telling her kids... We could still be...
Who is presumably people. Dead now.
Oh, no, her eyebrows survived.
Her eyebrows are the only thing that
They're
lived.
They're sentient eyebrows.
Yeah, see, that's just it. It just felt very non-conclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I don't really need to see any of those characters again, but at the same time, we spent all season with them. And it felt like a cop-out.
No, I think they've all been saved. I highly doubt they killed off Emily. Highly doubt it.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems like it would make sense to throw her back in there, but how, I don't know.
Maybe they'll find her in hell, too.
Yeah, maybe so.
Because she's a bad person.
She did murder
someone. She did murder someone.
So that was pretty straight up murder last episode, murdering the wormy mayor.
Yeah.
Who would have died anyway. So yeah, maybe so she gets a pass. I don't know.
That's how I look at murder when I kill people. I mean,
they're going to die someday.
They're going to die anyway.
So, I mean, there's definitely some really funny stuff in this episode, mm-hmm. though. There's stuff that I thought, like, I feel like they're trying too hard to tread a line, though, between, like, they don't know exactly what they want to say about mm-hmm. morals and ethics and religion and killing or not killing. They're kind of dancing around it, and it's awkward. I just don't know if these guys are good enough storytellers to translate this mm-hmm. type of material. I also think they may be taking that stuff a little too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I realize it's not the comic audience, it's the TV audience, but at the same time, it was like, the comic was more, like, straight ahead, like, I mean, it's a road trip movie.
Yeah.
You know, with a lot more, just in general, sense of chaotic, anarchic fun. You know, when it is confronting people on their beliefs, it was generally confronting people with the furthest kind of right-wing, crazed yeah. nutball stuff, you know? The casual believer, I'm just like, you know what, they're fine.
But, I mean, now we do see Jesse in his, like, if we find God, we'll try to help him. Or we'll kick his ass.
Yeah.
And that's the Jesse we know and love.
Presuming that God has a reasonable suggestion that he needs help with.
He doesn't. Probably. We know that.
Yeah, I don't know. If he is the all-powerful being and did escape for some reason, ran away, that we don't know. What exactly, if you're omnipotent...
Writing is hard.
What would you need help with? Yeah, writing is hard. He's like Douglas Adams. He's just taking an extended bath before the deadline is due for Apocalypse.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately, I'm more than anything just looking forward to season two because we're going to actually see the comic book start to happen.
Yeah.
The events of the comic. This first season just wasn't, mm-hmm. you know, except for bits and pieces. In many ways, I can say I'm kind of glad it's over.
Ooh. That's harsh.
Yeah, there's stuff I liked, but there's a lot of stuff I didn't. Mm-hmm. And most of the stuff I didn't got changed in the last couple episodes. Like you said, Jesse being finally the guy mm-hmm. that we actually want to see, Jesse Custer, not this weird sniveling, but yeah. I believe I would save people.
Yeah.
You know? Cassidy's always been the same.
Yeah, I love Cassidy. There's other things I don't really like. I don't like the whole build-up with Carlos being pretty predictable.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, he screwed them over in a heist. We could have told you that from the first mention of Carlos.
And talk about something else anticlimactic. The way all that wraps up is like, that's it? All yeah. that? And that's what we get? Okay.
I wonder if they had something else planned and they just... I don't know.
Somebody said, no, that would be too violent.
Yeah. And they're like, eh. He screwed them over. They don't kill him. They just beat him up.
And the whole town exploded because of a guy who stopped believing in the power of God and decided to get a prostitute.
Yeah, I was confused by who was the sub and who was the dom in that image.
Yeah.
Because the girl had the gag in her mouth, but presumably she strangled him.
No, I got the impression she just died of a heart attack having sex.
No, there was a belt.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I missed
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so she, yeah, because if she was like the yeah. one being the dom... Then
she wouldn't have the
she
gag
wouldn't have
around.
The ball
yeah.
gag. This is really weird nitpicking, but it is worthy
yes.
of mentioning.
How about that room full of shit?
How about that?
How about that?
You know, the fact there is like the vents all over town, yeah. constantly venting methane gas. That town would be unlivable in.
I mean, you'd light a match and it would explode anyway.
Yeah.
Like any amount.
Yeah.
That there's a reason why we don't use methane as like a primary source of fuel. It's because it's very flammable, very dangerous.
And it was kind of awkward in explaining how in any way this connected to Quincannon. I mean, you can read between the lines, having read the comic, that okay, this is where all the feces from the cows and everything.
But it's
going.
A Q and C blah blah blah.
Right,
company.
But it doesn't connect it directly to the meat thing. You kind of had to write that in the information in yourself. You know,
yeah.
it just the whole Quincannon thing felt really unexplored and more of a plot device to get Jesse to where he needed to be than a real character in his own right.
I think he'll be back.
They all
got saved.
How would they have gotten saved?
That's what the angel said.
Well, yeah, but he was lying.
Was he?
He meant saved like your souls will be saved.
Mm.
Do you think he was being literal?
Maybe.
I don't believe that.
There's
you think
no
that.
Way every single one of those characters died. Emily, the sheriff.
Yeah.
Quincannon.
It sounds like that's what they were saying, though.
What's his name?
That's what I'm saying
Doug?
Exactly, is that, like, Like, even if they're not dead, why would they follow them on the road? You know, it doesn't really make sense. Their characters have nowhere else to go at this point.
Maybe they'll realize that the car that they're driving on their road trip costs, like, you know, $100 to fill up the tank or whatever. And, like, they have to repair it constantly because it's a classic car.
Probably.
So they're just going to turn back and rent a Civic.
Honda Civic. It's just not quite as cool.
Hey, that's what I drive.
They totally should have said before they left, they've done the Blues Brothers line, you know.
Yeah. I think that was funny when they're, like, sitting in the car and Cassidy's just like, what are we waiting for?
It was, you know, breaking up a classic scenario and then going, like, what the fuck? Do you think we're on camera or something?
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. But, I mean, this had its share of funny lines, to be sure, and moments. It just awkwardly ended a season.
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure if I really want to continue watching this. Maybe I'll... I mean, I don't dislike it.
Yeah.
I do like it.
Everything's going to depend on what they do with season two, whether this is a show I'm going to stick with. Because now they're like, we're into the comic. If they fix a lot of the stuff that did not work, then sure, I could be all back in.
I wonder if this is one of those shows that would be better to binge watch.
Yeah.
Then you forget a lot of the shortcomings.
My opinion, most shows are, you forgive more shortcomings if you're binge watching.
It's like a scientific fact. It absolutely is. There are, like, articles written about it that you like,
I didn't
forget.
Know that, but I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's true. Like, I've, like, enjoyed shows more that I know are crappy shows when I just watched them straight through than ones I was waiting week to week for.
Daredevil.
Daredevil's not a crappy show.
I'm just trying to rile you up.
Supernatural.
Hey.
I did binge watch the first 5 seasons.
I binge watched the first 8.5.
Is that where you started?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I started before you?
Yeah.
Why haven't I become friends with these guys? That's not right.
I'm only friends with Jared.
And you're besties.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, this will be it for the after party for Preacher for this season. We may or may not return for the second season.
We'll think about it.
We'll think about it, depending on your prayers and your begging.
Yeah, I mean, if Jesse Custer comes in and does the voice on us, then I guess we have no choice.
Watch season 2.
Okay.
God damn it.